8:45. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Thursday, June 20th. Floyd, what's today? Thursday, June.
I know what day it is.
Tell everybody what it is.
I'm gonna say it in my soft central voice. It's summer's eve.
Keeping you clean and feeling fresh.
And guess what? And wet.
I was just.
I said it.
Let me take it a step further. And moist.
Oh, you know I felt that word.
Oh, I have the story. This might be the best little anecdote I ever tell on the show coming up. Let's get started. 5:46. Today is a throwback Thursday. Ashley will be here with us a little bit after 7 o'clock. It's something I've always wanted to say to her. I never have, because she is one of my close friends.
Yes.
You can bring it up.
But there's more texture to the story. But this was brought. This was the brainchild of what, you know.
You'll be more sensitive about it than I will. We will then throw it back to 2001, the year of Shaggy's world domination, when he had more than one hit. We'll do that at 7:30. Panel full of something, dudes or ladies. We'll see what we come up with after 8 o'clock. Peapod will join us because he had a great thing going on Facebook the other night. It's on our Q105 Facebook page right now. Foods you're embarrassed to eat, like I just talked about mine, I suppose. And then a friend of mine, Counselor Kelsey, will be here. She's a school counselor. We kind of talked about school counselor things a couple of weeks ago with our friends from RFS Tackle and Kiri Sarabia, their CEO there. We're going to get into it with a counselor after 9 o'clock. A busy show today. Please be a part of it on our Mike's Pizza and More text line, 419-240-1055. Text anytime. Good morning to our first thing in the morning texters. We're the morning reboot brought to you by Mike Buck, State Farm, Pennsylvania. Hashtag some pig. 547. Good morning. It's Eric Chase. And feeling quite summer's eve-y. Floyd.
Hi. Good morning, fellows who just texted in. We have a Joshua and Scott. Scotter. I feel like every time someone has the name Scott, you have to go Scotter.
From Star Trek?
Yeah. Scott. That's good.
Captain, I don't know if I can give her more power.
Scotter!
We're very Sean Connery.
Sean Connery. You know my basis of Sean Connery is from SNL. I don't think I've ever seen a Sean... Back to our subject a few weeks ago or a few days ago. I don't think I've ever seen a Sean Connery movie.
The Rock with Nicolas Cage. A lot of
never seen it.
Since you went to Specs Howard up in Detroit, yes. You might know that. Do you know Jay Towers?
I'm familiar with the name.
Jay's on TV up there. He works on Fox.
Yes. Yes. He. I know exactly who he is. He did a little speech at our graduation.
Okay.
I know exactly who he is.
Jay is who I connected with to get into radio in 1998. And we've stayed close ever since. Jay has an immaculate Sean Connery imitation.
Does he?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, you can do Mickey. He's got Sean Connery down. If I ever get invited to, if there's ever a roast of him, I have a lot of good stories.
That's good.
But I'll the Sean Connery thing. Good morning. The morning reboot. Text in this morning, 419-240-1055. So last night, I went to Discovering Good Grief. It was at Shorty's Back 40, which I haven't been to. I haven't been to that spot since it was like one of the burger places.
Okay.
It's been a lot. I saw Allie from Fox and Dorothy, who is the executive director of Good Grief. My friend Dr. Andrea came up from BG because obviously that falls within.
It's like a mini reunion for you.
Kind of. I didn't stay long because I wanted to stay on schedule. But basically that they ran through what their programming is for the kids of different ages at different stations at Shorty's Back 40 last night. I was, and they gave out cards. And by the way, please look into Good Grief of Northwest Ohio. It's free. It helps out kids through young adults of those who have lost loved ones. They gave everybody cards to kind of get in that mindset, some role playing, if you so chose to do that through the course of the evening. I was Keith, who was 14 and lost a family member. I went to the teen station, 13 and up. And what they had us do was grab a heart, and these are all things that they do during their programming, which will resume in the fall. Everybody got a heart. You had to write down three things that trouble you emotionally or really stick in your mind. And you could either do it like Keith or do your own. So I put like what's caused me grief, which has actually been very little. It's more stress. So I put my brain, work, and animals. I have lost a lot of dogs in my life.
Right.
My first one, you know, still resonates in my mind from when I was 15 years old. That dog's name was Tequila.
Accurate. Is that your first pet?
Yeah.
Was it? Okay.
And I was, he was getting old, and I'll never forget how it happened. I came home from school that day, and my dad and my Uncle Jeff, my dad intended to beat me home because he took Tequila to be put down, to put to sleep, and he didn't want me there as he took him
right.
away. Right.
Okay.
So, and I remember getting like the rest of the week off of school. So,
I think everyone has a pet rushing home story.
Your first pet death?
Well, for me, it was he just went away. I was like, "Where's Jazz?" Like, "Oh, he had to go." Where? Like, I was that persistent child.
Where's that fish?
Right.
in the plumbing.
Exactly.
So they gave you a heart, write these things down, and then rip it. The breaking of it.
Okay.
Very symbolic. To jump ahead, the idea was to walk through the process like metaphorically or symbolically.
Mm-hmm.
You had to, you know, after you ripped it, how did you feel? And then you had to put it back together. And what helped put you back together?
Was it heavy?
I'm the only one that left there last night traumatized when that's the exact thing you weren't supposed to take from it. And
because it opens up a lot of, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like everyone processes, and they even said, everyone processes stuff differently. Maybe it was just one of those things, like you said, you went another way. But
so pretend this is our weather sheet. It's just a rectangular piece of paper. Rip that. Okay. Now, if you had your things that caused you grief there.
Actually, when you said the three things, I thought of them. So.
Okay. So then. How could you put that piece of paper back together? Like, actually put it back together. Like, what would you use?
Like, what's on me now? Like, no tape or anything?
No, is that what you would use? Like, it could be anything. Like, if you didn't write things down on that piece of paper.
I would try to use tape, but, like, okay. I think symbolically it never will be the same again, because if you, like, ripped a dollar and tried to tape it back together, it's all uneven, and you're like, those fibers aren't connecting.
And they never go into the vending machines?
Right, exactly. So
tape was...
That was deep.
Tape is what they could have used.
Mm-hmm.
They used Band-Aids.
Oh, have mercy on a cracker on Latter-day Saints of Demi Lovato. What did you do?
Now,
I just started sweating for you.
They weren't the kind that I'm really troubled by, although I did see a woman wearing one. They were colorful kids type. Glossy. They didn't look like it, but I saw.
But you knew what they were.
I saw in the cup. I eyeballed what it was, and I had a good idea. And when the guy said it, and they tried to hand it to me, I was like, I'm good. So I was in the back of this little semicircle of like six people, and I did everything I could to be completely invisible. Because I did not want any part of that.
Not only you had to rip your past, you had to mend it with something you hate.
Yeah.
Wow. See, I was going deep with it, but like then you said the B word.
I told you, it would be one of the best stories I ever tell. The symbolism of you going there to learn about good grief, where you learn to get over emotional trauma. Or to at least deal with it. And then something, the emotional and vomitous trauma that those things cause me, and having to potentially, you could say, this is the right place for you to finally get over this trivial phobia. Look, I'll get over some phobias. If there was a dare or something, a challenge to jump out of a plane, I would do that just because you could brag and say, I got over the fear of heights or whatever. This is just one I'm not willing to get over.
And I know. Remember my first day here? I had a Band-Aid on my finger because I sliced my finger, and you said, put your finger away. And I was like, why? You're like, oh, yeah, I need to tell you something. But yeah.
Let me tell, for those that don't know. I'll give the backstory, and I can't be so detailed because it makes me gaggy. So when I went to Jew camp, the Klein Branch JCC, when I was a kid, Camp Levitis, we had two times in the pool. Instructional swim is in the morning, and then free swim is in the afternoon. Pretty self-explanatory. There were those in the pool.
Oh, wow.
And one time, one of the
lifeguards... Oh, wow, look at you. You're getting uncomfortable.
One time, one of the lifeguards made me hand her one, because there's...
Like she, okay, so she literally was just like,
I can't have you.
And
talk
it wasn't yours?
No!
How dare she? That's nasty. I'm mad for you. We will build a time machine and we will confront said lifeguard and young Eric. And when this moment happens, I'm gonna be your black friend and be like, that is disgusting. Okay, see, I get it. Moving on. That's sick. What is she doing? What was her name? Let's find her. You need to confront her about this. But we're going to call Gail King. You need to confront her.
It was all of them.
Oh. She made you clean up?
No. It was not just doing the pool. Like, they come all over the car.
Shame on you. We'll call her Sherry. I don't know. Ugh. What year was this? Was the good?
Right, we're done.
You said, moving on. I had a hamburger last night.
Tell me about your hamburger.
Is how you pivot.
Tell me about your hamburger.
So, you know, I don't eat. So, went to Sandusky because there was their Pride kickoff and they did like drag Pride volleyball. So, I went up there to hang out with Stefan and his friends, his group, and I had a great time. And like, so he was like, well, we're going to play another game at like 9. We're going to go to this burger joint. I said, oh, cool. I'm hungry. And he's like, oh, you don't eat burgers. I said, I do, but I don't. And like, he knows that I'm like, I don't go out. So he was like, well, it's build your own. Let me tell you, this burger was delicious.
Pictures?
There was no pictures. I devoured it, but it was a steak burger. I don't know. Is that fancy just for hamburger?
No, they could use steak meat or something.
So it was build your own. So I did cheddar cheese, grilled onions, pickles, cheese. I already said cheese. And then I was like, what else do I want to put on this? It's build your own burger for only $5 and fries. I put chili on it.
I like it.
Look at me. Dear merciful Beyonce in heaven and all the other pop princesses I love, Ariana Grande. It was the most delicious thing I've ever had in my life. And I was like, this beef tastes like this all the time. It was so good. It was so good.
That helped. And, you know, it's funny you bring this up. I have not, and I know we have, like, on Restaurant Row in the shopping corridor and Monroe and everywhere, I know a lot of places do $5 burgers during the week. And remember we talked about last week, I said I'm disappointed at Red Robin, how their burgers have, like, gotten bigger, smaller.
Yes.
So I'm glad that other places... like that and Bar
Louie. And this was just like a dive bar. Like it was just, if you were to drive past it, you would have just been like, oh, what's that vacant building? And then went inside, it was like a full-on family restaurant during the day, and I'm assuming it turns into a bar at night, because there were kids there when we first showed up, but like by 10 o'clock they were gone. It was just, I wish I could remember the name. I would totally give them a shout-out. It was so good.
I wish you had a picture, but whatever. that would have helped me get over the previous discussion. So, I like to think that we're in a whiskey and White Claw era. Like those.
Oh, for sure.
Those are the drinks for of the moment. Sure. I also think we're in a big burger time period because places are like trying to one up each other with better burgers or bigger burgers. And it's funny that you bring that up. I saw this last night. I saw a Bar 145 post, and this was the post.
Holy mother of drippiness.
It's a big burger. I think
that's like adult films to me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's like, that's popcorn to me. You know what I mean? I don't know if we're allowed to say the other word.
$5 burgers and $5 martinis every Wednesday. There are over 200,000 stack your own burger combos and a dozen martinis. To describe this, it's a delicious looking seeded bun, a big burger. I can't tell.
Here,
parsley.
I'll describe it.
That's probably arugula. It looks like it's not ranch dressing, and I think that's shrimp.
Heaven. That's what it looks like. Heaven. What's that bun? Is that an everything bun?
It could be, yeah. I mean, that's a delicious-looking burger.
And that's in Toledo? And that's not that's not even like an ad-made burger. Like, that's literally someone put this on a plate, was like, I'm going to serve this to someone, and my artwork is about to be dismantled.
We are in an era where restaurants are trying to one-up each other's burgers, and we all win.
Has any of our places have the Impossible Burger yet? Yeah, I have been waiting.
Yeah, I had one at Bar Louie.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
Is that where I need to go then? Because I'll go.
It was not bad. Remember we talked about it briefly? Like a month or so ago. It wasn't bad. It wasn't delicious.
Right.
But it was totally fine.
You have to doctor it up. I feel like you would have to season it to your preference. And that's not for no rag on any restaurant. I just feel like it's certain ingredients.
It's not plain.
It's not plain.
It has taste and flavor.
Okay. Because there's sometimes I like veggie burgers. I'm not a vegetarian, but like I like veggie burgers. Sometimes you get one and you're just like, bleh. You're just like, ooh, I need some salt, pepper, some garlic powder. Actually, you know what? I'll just put garlic powder on everything. I do put garlic powder on everything. Now I'm hungry. Thank God I have a sandwich right here.
You went to McDonald's and didn't get foreign food?
I did not. Well, they don't offer it, but I really want to try. Here's the thing about it. Just like you showed me a picture of that burger, which it is legit. It's like fresh off the grill. Like someone's like, put that on our Instagram before you serve it to Kyle and Mary. That the picture of the international sandwiches or items isn't going to look like that when I get it in my box.
Right.
I'm like, I want this grilled chicken mozzarella from Istanbul. I'm going to get it. Like, that looks like a McChicken with pizza sauce on it. That's exactly what it's going to be. And I'm just like, do I want to spend this $6 to be like, ooh, I feel so fancy eating foreign. It's not foreign.
For food and for people's pictures, it never looks the same. 6:02 at the morning reboot. The Raid game. We'll get to that in less than 15 minutes on Q105. 6:16 on Q105. Good morning. It's the morning reboot. Eric and Floyd. You can text the show or Mike's Pizza and More. Text line 419-240-1055. We can do a quick version. It's a quick game anyway. Quick version of the Raided game.
Yeah.
Later on this morning, if you're going to tune back into us, if you tune away in a couple of minutes, we've got panel full of something at 8 o'clock and foods you're embarrassed that you eat. Like you're addicted to gas station cuisine. That's in our 8 o'clock hour. You can hit our Q105 Facebook page with that also. All right, here we go. I made this list on Monday, so some weekend things were on my mind.
Oh, you're doing it today?
Rated game?
Yeah.
Yeah, what did you think we were going to do?
I thought I was doing it.
Oh, no. Oh, no, sorry.
Well, then I'll just have to
save it for tomorrow.
Control-Alt-S and save it.
I'm
ready.
Rated game. Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Strawberries.
Properly rated.
For the strawberry festival that happened over the weekend. Okay. Ebola. I think there's another outbreak in Africa.
That is so over. I mean, that's underrated. Because we don't really care about it until it happens, and everyone's up in arms about it. What is it, anyway? Is it a flesh-eating virus?
I think it'll kill you. It's not curable, but it is treatable. By the way, I read a great story yesterday that we're on the cusp of not beating AIDS and HIV, but nearly almost absolutely eradicating transmission.
Step.
It was a good story.
Okay. I just Googled Ebola. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Bridges. Do it. Overrated, underrated, properly rated.
Properly rated because they do their job.
Underrated.
You think they're underrated?
Yeah. You're kind of dismissive about it until one doesn't work and then you're dead.
Then stop it.
Maple syrup.
I'm indifferent. Properly rated.
Okay. Next up, it's been an issue because of the governor was here yesterday. As you mentioned, Mike DeWine, I think, to talk about soybean and corn. Farmers.
Ooh, they're underrated. Without them, we wouldn't have stuff. So, rain, stop. People need corn.
Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Splash pads.
Ooh, those are overrated.
Agree.
Yeah. I got attacked by one last summer.
How they're usually...
My friend Bridge and I, we went to this because I lived at the riverfront, and we got wasted, and it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and for some odd reason it was still on. I was like, let's go to the splash pad. And
you attacked it. You provoked it.
No, I went over there, jumped in it, and then one of the things shot up and got my eye, and my contact went flying.
Good. You provoked it.
I deserved it.
Next up, Buddhism.
Ooh, underrated, because that's something I've always been interested in. I would say underrated.
Okay. Last one, Vans.
They're overrated.
Agree.
Yeah.
Not 619 with the morning reboot. We've got a small update with the Mercy Nurses. Here it is, and we'll do a little bit more in less than 15 minutes. They are working while the negotiations continue. And they a central grad is going to pro ball, probably for a heck of a lot of money. That's on the way on the morning reboot.
Q105 traffic. I'll do what it takes. Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yes.
Just the news you need with the morning reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
Thank you. A lot of papers, a lot of news. We don't have all of it because this is it's not Sasha and Gray and Jeff Smith. Although we do have similar color skin.
We do.
Ooh. The Art Loop is tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Tarta is hiring. The Art Loop might get washed out, but it is sports themed. For St. V's and Mercy, a day after the nurses rejected a contract offer from Mercy Health, a hospital spokesperson released a statement saying Mercy is aware of a petition from union members to decertify their UAW representation. Mercy officials also said in this statement that nearly 200 nurses have resigned from the union. We believe this vote was not a referendum on the contract terms, as the union tentatively agreed to the contract and recommended ratification, nor was it an indication that Mercy Health did not put forth good faith efforts to meet the demands of the majority of the bargaining unit members. Sandy Thies, UAW spokesperson, told The Blade yesterday morning that she believes the nurses will continue working while negotiations take place. So, that answers a big question.
I mean, they have to. Livelihood.
Because you're going to get paid, yeah.
Ooh.
The mother of a 22-year-old Michigan man that was killed by a sandbag thrown from I-75 on Indiana Avenue said there will be no justice for her son after two of the four teens responsible were released from a youth treatment center. A Lucas County juvenile court judge on Wednesday released Pedro Salinas and Demetrius Wimberly, two of the four teens involved in the 2017 incident, to a group home in preparation for their eventual transition back into society after more than a year in Lucas County Youth Treatment Center. Salinas, along with Sean Carter and William Parker and Wimberly, all 13 or 14 at the time, had been dropping sandbags on December 19th of 2017 from a construction area on Indiana Avenue that's overpass. On the 75, one struck a passing car, killing passenger Marquise Bird. "You dealt my son a death sentence I will never forgive you," Patricia Wilkes told him in court. On Wednesday, the judge released both Salinas and Wimberly to a group home. They'll remain on probation and must continue school. Salinas will be on GPS monitoring. Wimberly will be on electronic monitoring. Both will have regular review hearings to determine subsequent steps. Ms. Wilkes said she does not believe Salinas was ever remorseful and decried that he will be allowed to continue on with life and make new memories with family and friends while her son's life was cut short by a senseless prank. A lot of people on the Facebook page of this story, I believe from The Blade, were incensed with the judge and that judge's actions. I don't know what you do.
I don't know either. I think...
How long do you want those kids in jail for? They were kids. They made a horrific mistake.
They made the worst mistake ever in their life. So, and also with their names released, the court of public opinion is a lot worse than being in jail. So,
I don't know what will happen in that regard. But yeah. the judge is certainly taking lots and lots of criticism. If you made me make a gut call on it, I'd probably say that the sentence is a little bit lenient.
I was going to say I'm with the mom on this one. I sorry, not sorry.
Right. Some construction material on the University of Findlay campus last night led to the Allen County Bomb Squad and FBI being called. The all-clear message was given shortly after 10 o'clock, but not before shutting down several roads and evacuating several buildings while authorities went to work. At approximately 6:30 this evening, a UF police officer noticed a suspicious item attached to a natural gas line heading into the Student Life building. Out of an abundance of caution, that building as well as nearby ones were evacuated, but all clear. It was some kind of construction contraption that they found connected to something else, but all clear. I like bats. I think they get.
I like flying the flying rats.
I think they get a bad rap. A bat in Lucas County tested positive for rabies this week, the first such case this year. People often think that all bats have rabies, and that's not usually the case. Mm-hmm. The health department officials remind residents that the rate of rabies exposure increases this time of year because bats become active. Rabies is a preventable viral disease typically transmitted through the bite of a rabid animal. The disease is fatal if untreated. Health department officials recommend maintaining rabies vaccination for cats, ferrets, and dogs. But not all bats have rabies. Because I like bats, whenever there's a bat story, I look this up. I forget what the reason is why people think this, but some have it, not all of them.
Ferrets.
And
though.
Bats are usually pretty harmless and will leave you alone.
Yeah, they are. They mind their own business. They stay in their lane.
And they're asleep when you're doing things.
But you said ferrets.
Oof. Ferrets. Ferrets are nasty.
I'm not a ferret fan.
Attitudes.
Sorry. Here come the ferret rights crusaders. I'm just saying. Not me.
Do you remember we've talked about the foot rubbing bandit did it at Franklin Park Mall in the mire?
I looked at this mugshot. Oh.
We might have a copycat crime here. Copycat. A South Toledo man is accused of breaking into his neighbor's home and rubbing her feet while she slept. Tito Cunningham, 38, is charged with burglary and a second degree felony. The victim, who lives on Durango Drive in South Toledo, told police she was asleep in her bed when she woke up to Cunningham caressing her feet. The victim said she accidentally left her back door unlocked, and Cunningham told police he went into the residence looking for cigarettes. She also admitted he took some cigarettes from the victim's pack.
Oh, there was an interview with her. She clearly didn't show her face, but they were interviewing her on 13 ABC, and you know what they used for B-roll? Her feet and sandals. I was like, oh, not a good look. But it was funny. But here's the thing. I'm making a list of names not to name your children.
Tito, Asia.
I'm making a list right now.
He was booked in Lucas County Jail early Tuesday morning after he was arrested. A couple of quick sports stories. Central Catholic graduate Jace Bowen, who was drafted in the 11th round of the Major League Baseball draft a couple of weeks ago, will forego his opportunity to play baseball and football at Michigan State. He is signed with the Pittsburgh Pirates. He's been added to the roster of their rookie level affiliate in Bradenton, Florida. Also, there was some concern that Toledo Walleye head coach Dan Watson would leave to go to where he lives and coach the Cleveland Monsters of the American Hockey League, the AHL. They've actually signed Mike Eaves to be their next coach on a multi-year contract. So Dan Watson looks to be staying here with the Walleye after he led them to the ECHL Western Conference Championship and, of course, the Kelly Cup Finals, which they lost, I believe, 4-2 to the Newfoundland Growlers. It would have been a great opportunity for him, but I'm sure many, including myself, are glad he's staying.
Speaking of sports, at the bar I went to last night, they had the Indians game on, and I watched it.
Name a player.
Santana.
Okay. 6:40 with the morning reboot. The Avengers is coming out in theaters. There's a couple of reasons for it, and I had no idea that a show we enjoyed got canceled after one season, but its star is going to a Blackish spinoff. We'll get to all that before 7 o'clock on Q105. This is not a joke. 6:53, the morning reboot on Q105, an Avengers thing, a Saved by the Bell thing,
ooh,
and a 90210 thing.
Ooh.
In just a second. First, let me tell you one. If you want to get the podcast for the show, today's episode will be up around 10 o'clock. Text Eric to 419-240-1055. It's Eric and Floyd. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm. Around this time every month, we find out what's hitting the streaming services and what's going.
Mm-hmm.
So next month on Netflix, it looks like we're going to get new seasons of Queer Eye, Stranger Things, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, Orange is the New Black, Mary Poppins Returns, which was just out in theaters.
Wait, Orange is the New Black is coming back?
I guess so.
Oh, I swore it was their final season. Okay.
The Hangover and a couple of great movies I've never seen, but I probably should. Taxi Driver. Robert De Niro?
I've never seen it, but I've heard. Didn't that put him on the map back in the day?
Yeah, I believe
him
so.
And Jodie Foster?
And Raging Bull. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Jodie Foster was a little girl.
Yes.
And Inglourious Basterds. But on Friday, July 12th, though, I would tell you to wait a couple of days to watch it. Wait till maybe the day after Monday.
Okay.
To watch Taco Chronicles.
What is this?
It'll debut exploring the food's history, significance in Mexico, global appeal, and many varieties. There is no trailer yet, but do you really need one?
No, you don't.
The Taco Chronicles.
If there's a good trailer, rip it, and we'll use it for Tuesday for our thing.
Season 4 of Riverdale will kick off with a tribute to Luke Perry, according to the show's creator. Probably the most important episode of hashtag Riverdale will do this year, if not ever, according to showrunner Robert Aguirre-Sacasa. A tribute to our fallen friend. Thankful for this opportunity to honor Luke and Fred. The first episode will be titled In Memoriam. While Perry's last appearance on Riverdale aired in April, nearly 2 months after his death, the absence of his character, Fred Andrews, has yet to be addressed on screen. Aguirre-Sacasa previously told The Hollywood Reporter that the decision to hold off on wrapping up his story was made out of respect. Perry was an original cast member of the CW hit, appearing in almost every episode since the drama's premiere in January of 2017. Also, keep in mind this fall, I think on Sunday night, CW, remember when the CW was like 2 hours of programming mm-hmm. on a Tuesday?
Yeah.
Now it's 2 hours every night, including Sunday nights, which I think is when Supergirl airs.
It's like their whole, like, it's their defy, whatever their little slogan is.
Yes.
They defy the normal. That's their Sunday. Like, that's their whole slogan for the whole week, but it amps up on Sunday. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's interesting that arguably two of the biggest superheroes of all time, their female counterparts, Supergirl and, is it Batgirl or Batwoman?
It's Batwoman.
Okay.
It's Batwoman,
will be on Sunday nights, 8, 9 o'clock, I believe, respectively, with your girl, Ruby Rose.
Oh, you know how I feel about her. I'm not going to say anything because I don't want hate mail. I hope she can. You know what? I'm for the outlook of the whole franchise. I hope she can carry this because there's a lot of people who have been wanting this series, who've been wanting like a movie or an animated show, and then finally they're like, we're going to make a live action TV show run. Who's going to play her? They're like Ruby Rose, and much like everyone else, I went, okay.
I thought that was her in the second John Wick. And you were right. Granted, she plays, I think, a deaf person, a mute person, which makes it hard. It's a challenge to act. Yes,
But you know, and they're not stupid. They're very, very intelligent over there at the CW with their shows and their superhero shows. So, they saw something. So,
also in Nerdville, Avengers Endgame is coming out. Again, people believe it is to earn the extra, 50 or so million to top Avatar as the highest grossing movie of all time. Now, there will be some post-credit extras. Let's see. Kevin Feige, the MCU godfather, didn't provide any details but told Screen Rant the re-release would roll into the theaters next week, and that's 1 week before Spider-Man comes out, suggesting that Endgame's additional features probably tie into the next this coming Spider-Man installment. Additional scenes not in the original. Stay and watch the movie after the credits. There'll be a deleted scene, a little tribute, and a few surprises.
You know what would drive me more to see the movie besides like a deleted scene after the credits?
Tony Stark not dying?
I never seen it, but no. Bloopers. I like bloopers in the movie. I love watching a character break a character and they just laugh about it. I love watching bloopers.
You might get it.
I mean, I'm there. If there's bloopers, I'm there. I'd go.
You might get it. And lastly, in entertainment here, Mark Paul Gosselaar has been tapped as the male lead as ABC's new comedy series for an ABC's new comedy series, Mixed-ish, which does not roll off the tongue like Black-ish.
Yeah, because it's wait, did my show get canceled?
I'll get to that. It's not your show. It's our show. It's the prequel about young Rainbow Johnson. Gosselaar will play Beau's father, Paul Johnson. He replaces Anders Holm, who played the role in the original backdoor pilot episode of Black-ish. Rainbow Johnson in Mixed-ish recounts her experience growing up in a mixed-race family in the 80s and the constant dilemmas they had to face over whether to assimilate or stay true to themselves. Gosselaar, who started his acting career in
Saved by the Bell,
then was on NYPD Blue. I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. Raising the Bar, Pitch, and also headlining NBC sitcom Truth Be Told, and also starred in the TNT legal dramedy Franklin N. Bash, but also The Passage,
which was
canceled after one season, opening up the opportunity for him to be in this sitcom.
I didn't know it got canceled because I've been waiting for it. The ending of that show was so good. Oh, this is why I don't watch TV, because stuff like this happens to me all the time. Now I have, not only do I have daddy issues, I now have passage issues.
I had this thing.
Oh, that open ending though.
Well, you said they jumped ahead to the future, right?
They did.
So it's kind of over. Read the books.
I'm not reading no damn books. Oh, I'm mad.
I didn't hear about this. I'm curious to look it up to see why. I'm guessing it's because the ratings weren't very good. There was
the middle of the series was kind of just like. They picked back up the last three episodes.
There was a time, I guess, in the mid-aughts, like 6, 7, 8, 9, when I would watch a show, just like this, it was a death knell. Like it would get.
You can see it on my face. I'm so mad right now.
Flash forward. Do you remember that? It was on ABC.
Yes. Yes.
Jericho.
Okay. I did like Jericho. Yeah.
Man. And many others. So if you want a show canceled, have me tune in. Well, have 2008
We'll start watching Manifest.
7 o'clock with the morning reboot. Our good friend Ashley will be here. If you didn't know, she has two adorable young children. Let's talk about their names and what you have thought about naming your children in less than 15 minutes.
Q105 Studio Spot.
7:14 on the morning reboot. That was real close. Good morning. It's the morning reboot. Q105. Eric, Chase, and Floyd. A very unhappy Ashley is here with us.
I am happy. I said it.
If you have to say I'm happy, you're probably not. But I get it. It's a crummy day outside.
It's a craptastic day.
People's basements will flood. There's a flash flood warning. Watch till 8 o'clock tonight.
Ooh, are you loud?
Whoa!
There we go.
I'm guessing the art loop is going to get maybe rained out tonight. Mm-hmm. So that'll be disappointing because it's sport themed. So you won't go, Floyd. But maybe a Cleveland Indian will be there.
Santana.
And there's a preview, of our friend Bethany's undisclosed Toledo School for the Arts event happening at their gallery tonight. That happens next Thursday night, undisclosed. A great event. Listen to the podcast from Tuesday to hear what that's all about. But Ashley's here, and how long have I known you? Like 6 years, 5 years? Have we been friends just as long?
Yeah, I would say like 5 years.
Did I know you when you had Tucker?
Yes. Okay. So. I think I met you like right after. Like Tucker, I think, was like 5 or 6 months old.
I based the timeline of our friendship around the hard-boiled egg catastrophe.
Yes. That was about a year later.
When you almost burned your house down. Because your mom wanted to have lunch. And anyway, I've never had... Well, Floyd's actually been wanting to talk to you about this for a long time, so I'll let him take it away.
Yeah, that's how he threw me under the bus, didn't you? Floyd's so, been, question. Yeah.
Yes.
Because I went through it with myself. When naming children, do you ever, this is for any parent, like you can text us and or call, 419-240-1055. Do you ever take into consideration teasing of your child's name?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, because
my kid's name is Tucker.
Right. So,
like, you know instantly what rhymes with that.
Yeah. So the other day, it was said, after we said Tucker, and I went, he's gonna get made fun of.
Yeah.
Do you ever think about that? Because I got it as Floyd. Like, I was always Pink Floyd or Pinky or, like, Floyd or, like,
love if someone called you Pinky.
Yeah. It was so annoying. Yeah. But, like, I think about, because people list out names, they go through them. Do you think, oh no,
fifth? I think parents definitely go through that.
Yeah. But, so Tucker was not my choice of name.
Okay.
We came down to final two names.
How do you really feel about it?
I liked Max.
Okay. Ooh, he looks like a Max too.
Like Maximus or just Max?
No,
Maxwell.
Just straight Max.
Okay.
Yeah, just straight Max. And my whole thing was like, I don't like when people name their kid things and then they call them something different. So I was like, we're not doing a Maximus. There's no Maxwell. It's just going to be Max, straight M-A-X. And Kevin liked Tucker. We shared the names with family. And everyone, while child still in womb, started referring to my child as Tucker. And it was just like, okay, so I guess that's what we're naming him. And he does look like a Tucker, too.
Yeah.
Well, you know?
Because you called him that the whole time.
No, but he does look like a Tucker. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it was one of those things, like, I mean, of course, like, as everyone started calling him that, I was like, Tucker, Lucker, bad word, you know? And I was like, well, I guess that's just what's happening.
419-240-1055. What was the process you went through in thinking about what to name your kid, and what did you rule out because you figured they might be teased?
We got on a text line that says, we looked at every variation of names before naming our son and finally came up with Sam. Then my daughter said, he will be Uncle Sam one day. Ugh. Yeah, you have to think about those situations. Yeah.
You literally have to go through, you have to use every brain cell to think, how creative and mean or just playful will a seven-year-old be in second or third grade when it comes to your child and their name?
But no matter what the name, though, I feel like a kid in their weird, twisted sense of humor will find something funny about your name. Like, your name could be Brad. They will find something with a B or something like Brad. Like, you know, that's just how kids are. In their brains, they are comedians. They are hilarious. But I just thought about that with Tucker. I was like,
can I use
even every time you say it, I go in my head, I go, mm-hmm.
Mother Tucker.
Yeah.
Can I make a I think the sports reference will work. To your point of Brad versus some pitches are easier to hit than others.
Right, but they'll find a way, though. They because, like, my name's Floyd. I was just like, one day I came home from school, I was like, Mom, everyone's calling me Pink Floyd. I don't understand. I don't want to be called Pink. I'm a boy. I don't like Pink. My mom's like, baby, it's a band.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, why would someone name their band Pink Floyd? It's really, like, you know, then I went down this thing, and then all, and I, junior high, Pinky. I was like, oh, right. This is just stupid.
Right. Just kidding. Progressively worse.
As a little boy in the 80s and 90s, being called Pinky.
Yeah, so annoying.
I can only imagine. Yeah. I was very fortunate that nobody messed with my, nobody teased me because of my name. Mm-hmm. They just mispronounced the correct spelling of it.
Oh, right.
Which I showed Allie Hosfield last night, and she's like, I look at you totally differently now. Totally different. And she's like, I'm like, you know,
I don't even know you.
And she made it a thing. I was like, I regret showing you now. But
I'll never forget the first time you gave me, like, your credit card, like, at the store, and I was like,
thief.
This is not how it's spelled. It's like swipe.
When I joined the show, he had a phone call or something, and he had said his name, and he was like, and I went, and he went like this. He went like his little Eric finger pointing thing, and I literally just went. Zip my lips and threw it out the window.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay.
The mental process you went through when naming your children, 419-240-1055.
I also think of exotic names, like people who are just like, oh, I love this name. They don't. People who don't go through that process of how their child's going to go through life.
Right.
Like, I'm trying to think of an odd name, but I'm just like, there's some abstract names out there where they're just like, huh. Like, yeah, you know, they're making fun of my name. Oh, that never crossed my mind.
Yeah. Well, my goal too, I think as Tucker gets older, I'm like, you can introduce yourself as Tucker the, you know what? Like, just go with it. Like, own it.
Because it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Yeah. And when you're in college, just be like, hey, I'm Tucker the blah, blah, blah. Or I'm, you know, Mother Tucker. Yeah,
but here's what's going to happen. And also the alternate universe that maybe he'll join a sports team and they just call him Tuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got his poor name picked out.
What about
Parker too?
Yeah, they could totally call her Little Porker. Like, what if she ends up being a little plus size beefcake baby?
I never thought of that. Yeah, that a plus size totally. Beefcake baby.
So, but I'm telling you, that girl, like, don't
she's
you
not gonna
sass
have it.
Her.
Yeah, she's not gonna have it.
Yeah, she's not gonna. She'll be like, yes, I am. And what? Like, she would never care.
I would make sure that Tucker never listens to this this podcast, so he doesn't know how he got his name. That he really should be a Max. And so tell us the backstory of Parker's naming.
I just liked it. I was like, I want a name that can go boy or girl. Mm-hmm. And I know if I have a girl, she's going to be super sassy, so she can totally own a dude name. So Parker it was. That was just kind of it.
Yeah. I mean, but she doesn't. And I also like that, and maybe you thought about this when naming your child, I'm happy I don't share a name with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, maybe, no, I don't know a Tucker, actually. I don't.
Yeah.
Or a Parker.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm happy. Like every time when I first started coming out, I met this guy. His name was Floyd. And I was like, what? There's another one like me? And we're the same age?
Well, and I had, like, a super common name.
Yeah.
Like, my name's Ashley. So
but,
but the spelling's different.
The spelling's different. But in the 90s. So, weird story. And I hope this girl is listening. Well, I hope her mother's listening. So, I was born two or three days before this other little baby female at St. Charles Hospital. And her mother knew my mom. And I was like in the little, you know, the window box where they keep all the pretty little babies.
They mix them up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my little name tag was on there. This chick straight stole my name. This girl's name is legit Ashley Nicole.
Is that your middle name?
Yeah, Nicole's my middle name.
Ashley Nicole. That is
How dare you, right?
From a baby? We fresh out the womb?
If I would have went to public school, we would have been in the same class.
Oh, yeah.
She was a cheerleader. I was a cheerleader. Can you imagine?
They would have been the Ashleys.
Oh, and I would have been like, and she was like blonde, and I don't, and I think I maybe met her like once or twice in life. But I was like, you.
I'm sending, I'm sending her the Spider-Man meme. They're pointing at each other.
But I was like, it's just so, and those are things where like thinking, I'm like, I don't want my kids to have like normal names, you know, but.
There's so many Kyles, Brads, Tonys.
Have you seen the Matts. George Carlin skit about like Kyle? And he's like, oh, and I'm sure Kyle has a great little friend named Tucker. Like, he's like making fun of like basically like pure white boy frat names.
That's funny.
And that's why I was so against Tucker. I was like, George Carlin.
George
Tucker.
Carlin pointed it out.
Yeah. Like, I can't.
7:24 on the morning reboot. Did you do some studying for Throwback Thursday?
I did.
Okay.
And then Nickelback came on, and I was like, abort. We're done.
Alexa, abort mission. He told me the year. I was like, that's my year. I graduated high school that.
2001 is what we go for.
I just hope Blue Cantrell is one of them.
I was beaming.
She's definitely like, where are you? One hit one. Is she?
I did a show with her, and that's a whole nother.
Oh, I'm excited. Down.
She seems like one of those. You know how VH1 brings these like D-list former celebrities on to comment on things.
Yeah.
She seems like she'd be doing that now.
Pop-up video.
I know. She's the meanest person ever that I've like celebrity. D-list celebrity at Pride I perform with. So she got an attitude with the drag queen, and drag queen's like, oh, I'm sorry, Blue Cantrell. I'm sorry that we don't have Hit Me Up Style the remix on loop. And I was like, oh, Saban, you just let her have it. Yes.
We go back 18 years for Throwback Thursday next.
Back to when Major Magics and the Southwick Mall were things. The Mud Hens weren't downtown, and neither were you.
That's how long I've been on ya.
And the Storm played on the east side. It's time for Throwback Thursday with the Morning Reboot on Q105.
It doesn't get real until Color Me Bad starts.
Ooh, whoa, 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 whoa.
Ashley, you're always open to pick the theme, but... Since you didn't in the last couple of weeks,
I forgot.
I gave you a hint yesterday. 2001.
I'm excited.
Okay, we'll get right into it. All right.
Yes.
2001 is where we go for Throwback
Thursday.
Am I still
at a disadvantage?
Yes. 5 second rule in effect for you. 419-240-1055. If Ashley and Floyd are unable to identify these songs.
Oh, come on!
Don't taunt her.
Oh.
3. 4.
I don't know the name of the song.
5. Boom, 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 boom. Death is Child Survivor.
Yeah.
He's right.
Yeah. Oh, I know it's them.
Next up. Ashley.
Luke Cantrell, Hit Me Up Style.
Yes.
Hit Me Up Style. I love it.
Floyd, do you remember her other song that...
Ba-da-bum-bum, Blue Cantrell, I got to breathe.
Yeah, it was Sean Paul. All right.
That was a good song.
It was.
We should have let it play out a little bit.
It was. Maybe we'll play more of it later on.
I was beaming.
Great song.
That adultery, because that's always your go-to.
Yeah.
Wish I already lost her.
Oh! So I know the band. If you get the title.
Please.
Was that a table hit, Ashley?
No,
we're going to team up?
It's Matchbox 20, right? Iris. No, that's Goofy Dolls.
That's Goofy Dolls. So close.
No.
If You're Gone, Matchbox 20.
They had a lot of hits. Thank People love find. Them.
That one sounds different, more different than any of their other stuff.
That was probably. Matchbox 20?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's my good Caucasian jam.
You don't know how you met me, you don't know why
you can't
can't Ashley?
Kid Rock. And say goodbye. I love America.
Guns and Beer.
Yeah. It's not Kid Rock,
Floyd?
Is it? It's Uncle Cracker. Follow Me.
Yes.
Oh, they're Follow all like the same.
They are literally all Uncle bred Cracker, from the same barn. Kid
Cracker White.
Uncle Cracker was...
Lead singer of Smashbox.
Yeah.
Uncle Cracker was...
Smashmouth.
Was his... was Kid Rock's DJ.
Smashbox is the makeup we like.
Oh, come on. Oh, my God. I had no friends in 2001. It's past 5 seconds, right?
Yeah.
It's Dido. Tears dried on their own because that's Amy Winehouse.
Why? Ashley? This title should be pretty easy. 419-240-1055. I'll even take Stan. My tears don't grow, I'm wondering why. Dido, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. 2001, they were all about the intros.
Yeah. Oh! Oh my God. White man. Another white guy.
Yeah.
It's a good song. It's a great throwback.
Come, my lady, come, my lady.
I think Sebastian's blonde hair. I saw them in concert. Come, my lady, come,
my lady. Like
Dirty California rocker guy. I can't remember.
Floyd? Crazy Town Butterfly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy Town. I was thinking of the other guy that's on like E! Entertainment.
You're thinking of Sugar Ray. Sugar Ray. Yeah.
I was like, I know that's what I'm picturing, but that is not who sings that song.
That video's weird.
Yeah.
Next up.
Uh-oh.
Come on. Come on.
Hey,
great song.
I don't want to guess. I just want to hear it. Somebody should call me to guess.
Ooh, I'm torn between two groups. Jagged Edge, Party At.
Yeah.
So I was going to say 112, but the leader of 112 sounds like he's crying.
Yeah.
He sings Cupid.
Slim.
Cupid doesn't lie.
Can everyone?
Is Donna going crazy right now?
She is. This was her child's music. She's like, if he plays this damn song one more time.
Donna Maria. Ashley.
Mary J. Blige.
Nobody knows the title of this song.
Crunk or something.
No.
Floyd.
Family Affair. She doesn't say the one word. She doesn't say family or affair one time in this song. Yeah. She had that weird. She had that weird black artist bang where it was like an asymmetrical.
Yes.
Like it was like a T-Boz haircut, but the bang was so edgy.
It was like, I'm going to call your manager in the front.
In the front, yeah. Yes. Legit. Mom had that haircut.
I just played this the other day.
What is it?
Eve, Blow Your Mind.
Now, even my arch nemesis, Gwen Stefani, Blow Your Mind.
Oh, 2001 was a good year for music.
I know. I'm excited.
This was named last week. Let's see if you can get it today. Named it incorrectly last week because this is...
Why'd you have to take us back to the sad times?
Oh!
It's in American Atmosphere.
He did the national anthem. Now that she's
back in the atmosphere. Ashley, Floyd.
I'll go universe.
I don't know.
Drops of Jupiter train.
Yes.
I knew it was Drops of Jupiter, but I was like,
See, paid to go to Whitmer High School. That's eclectic random music.
I was going to totally guess Nickelback.
Those are always your go-to. When you do. There's always Ashley's go-to. Daughtry. Okay. Nickelback.
Nickelback featuring Daughtry.
Your face is so red.
All right. That's Throwback Thursday.
That's so true.
Before 8 o'clock, there is a lot of Keanu Reeves, the internet's boyfriend, news to get to. 7:57 on Q105, the morning reboot. It's Eric Floyd. Ashley is here with us. The female. So there's another person in that song besides Pitbull and Neo.
Yeah.
The girl singer, Nyer.
Nyer. I was at such at the end.
She has an EDM track that I will play for you.
Oh, you know, I bark up that tree, so.
You might know it.
Okay.
I played all that stuff when I was working in Orlando. It was fun.
Let's open up our own club where we just play our own music and we only allow us in.
we wouldn't
Can we just do it in like a bedroom or like a living room?
We wouldn't need a velvet rope because we'd literally be the only ones there.
Yeah, because we were playing the music off air with Ashley. She's like, nope.
We're
I kind of know this
we're
one.
So exclusive, you don't even want to be here.
Right. So Keanu Reeves is scorching hot right now, and Marvel Studios president Kevin Feige told comicbook.com and other sites that he's been trying to find the right part for the John Wick actor who's 54. We talked to him for almost every film we make. We talked to Keanu Reeves about I don't know when, if, or he'll ever join the MCU, but we very much want to figure out the right way to do it. He's been linked to several rumors earlier this month, including the upcoming movie The Eternals featuring Angelina Jolie and Richard Madden. There is also, hold on. A Keanu Reeves petition that's been launched to encourage Time Magazine to name him the 2019 Person of the Year. OneChange.org petition already has more than 35,000 signatures. Another in Spanish is nearing 3,000. Keanu's most wholesome person alive, according to the person who started the English-speaking version. For an idea of who else has been Person of the Year before, Barack Obama, Pope Francis, Jamal Khashoggi, and Angela Merkel.
So, here's a, do you think he'll be named
People's
Sexiest Man of the Year?
No.
He is going that right. If this was like 4 months earlier, he could have been. Why is he so hot right now? Because he has all these movies out?
He did that thing at the video game convention, E3. Uh-huh.
And that just kind of set him off like, to a whole other world?
You're all breathtaking. And then, what was his quote? Hold on, let me find the quote.
I just remember him saving Sandra Bullock's life in Speed, and I was like, thank you.
Have you seen the video of him at an airport where they all get delayed, and they're, like, pushed off the air? Like, they have to get off the plane after they, like, waited, like, an hour and a half to board. And he's with, like, regular everyday people. And, like, he went through the entire trip. Instead of just calling a private plane or, like, hiring a car, he waited for everyone. They ended up being, like, diverted. They took, like, a big white, like, van. He sat in the van and just chit-chatted and did the whole thing until they got to, like, LAX where all their cars were.
I would have been that annoying person.
Someone was, like, videotaped the entire thing. They're like, that's Keanu Reeves waiting.
Remember, he's also got Toy Story this week with Duke Kaboom.
Duke Kaboom.
And it was at the... And I read that quote a couple weeks ago that he deeply researched the role, which I'd love to hear him actually say that. I want to hear him say that.
Eric and I talked about this a few days ago. I want Keanu Reeves to be like in like an Oscar buzzed about movie where he delivers this gut-wrenching monologue and we're just like, damn.
He can act.
That's Keanu Reeves. You know what I mean? You're like, wow, it is.
Reeves is also named the internet's new boyfriend.
Yeah.
Which is not really an official title, but it's when you get a lot of memes and everybody talks about you. Although the actor found himself surprised by his new title. This is at the premiere for Toy Story 4. He said, I've been what? That's
You do it in his voice. I've been what?
That's that's wacky. Well, the positivity is great. And we've had a lot of nerdy stories today, but nerd culture is pop culture, is our culture these days. You are a Pokemon person, but you're not a Potter person, right?
How dare you?
You are.
I am.
Okay, well, they...
Spiriamus!
This weekend, Muggle Life
Friday.
Hits Pokemon Go. It's a game that's similar. Explain this to me, if you can.
Muggle Life?
Okay, Muggles are not wizard-type people.
The storyline of the game.
They're basic.
It's a Harry Potter version of Pokemon Go. The storyline of the game involves the Calamity descending upon the Muggle world as magical creatures and items, or foundables as they're known, start appearing. It's your job to find the source of the Calamity and restore safety to the Muggles. While you'll be able to find foundables all around, some are more likely to be found in certain types of places than others, similar to how water Pokemon and Pokemon Go are more likely to be found near rivers or creeks. You'll be able to experience iconic locations like Ollivander's Wand Shop from the Harry Potter franchise that will offer a 360-degree immersive AR experience.
That's what I picture a Muggle looks like, a Puffle.
So here's the thing. So me putting in my Starbucks order makes me basic. With you people, I'm a Muggle. They're not magic folk.
Ashley,
do
you're
they
not...
have like a picture of them?
No, they're just humans.
Ashley, you're not a Harry Potter person?
Mm-mm.
Or the kids at all?
Mm-mm. So Tucker was like, are you I don't remember what we were watching, but he goes, is this Harry Potter? Are you watching Harry Potter? And I was like, no, it's an adult show that you can't watch. And I don't remember what it was. And he goes, this looks like Harry Potter. And I was like, have you watched Harry Potter? He goes, no, but I know what it looks like. And I was like, okay.
Not
at all.
He kind of looks like Harry Potter. Like a young Potter.
Okay.
Do you have any dude questions?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can always create dude questions, but I don't have any like burning dude questions.
I have burning dude questions.
I saw a video of someone eating the urinal ice, and that made me throw up and always have questions about urinals.
You will not say these stories on Summer's Eve.
Let's do a urinal.
Birthday Eve. It's birthday Eve.
Oh, that's right. Birthday Eve.
Let's do a urinal themed and men's bathroom themed panel full of dudes in just a couple of minutes. It's your birthday tomorrow?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Go, Ashley.
Q105
It's the morning reboot. Q105. Did you say something? Do I have to dump button? We have like 1 second left. No, okay. Good morning. It's the morning reboot. Hey, if you want the entire show song-free, commercial-free, you can get the podcast link. It'll be up around 10 o'clock. But right now, if you want, you can text Eric to 419-240-1055. You'll get that link, and today's show will be up around 10. That's our Mike's Pizza and More text line. We've got a... Jeremy ready to go here to answer some personal questions for a panel full of dudes. If you are a dude or just a guy, a man, and you'd like to call and be on this panel full of dudes, you can use that same number, 419-240-1055, for the birthday Eve girl.
Yeah.
You've kept this quite a secret from us.
I have talked about it at least like 17 times.
She really has. It's been on Facebook too, and also in a comment on my Facebook page yesterday.
I'm excited. I'm taking a day off, and I'm officially like, I am not answering my phone. Do not email me. Do not call me. Do not collect $200 when you pass go. Actually,
you're going to be so drunk.
For sure. For sure.
Wesley's?
I don't know. Undecided.
Hi, Jeremy.
Yes.
How are you?
Good.
Okay. This is our panel full of dudes. You'll be on it with myself and Floyd, and Ashley's going to ask us some kind of personal questions.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Question number one, because, you know, I've learned some things about man bathrooms, men's bathrooms, and all that. How close do you stand to the urinal? Like, is there like a, is it different for every guy, or is there like a position? Like, how close do you stand?
Jeremy?
Well, it depends. Are we in a public restroom, or are we in our own bathroom?
Like a public urinal at like a restaurant or a bar.
I don't know. Probably like, I never really gauged it. Probably 3-4 inches. I don't know.
Okay.
Something to think about next time. I get as close as I can, and I hate when the bottom part juts out so far.
Yeah.
Because that allows others to potentially peer over, and I just don't want that.
Oh, we got another person.
Well, I can't get them right now. Floyd, how close do you stand?
I'm a staller.
Oh yeah. But you can't always do that.
And I won't go to the bathroom.
Okay.
Okay, so that leads me to my next question. So if no one is in the stall, can you like just go in it and use it like you're peeing, or do you like have to like? Like, is it, like, the respectful thing to do to wait for someone that has to do, like, a backside boom-boom?
Jeremy?
No, I just go in and take care of business.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, dudes are pretty good with, like, if they're in the stall doing something, they'll lock it.
Okay.
And I'm also, if I am at that point where I have to use the public bathroom and do the boom boom, I lock it and I hold my hand on it.
Yeah.
You can't
take a double hold.
Can't take that risk, especially like you're at a bar or something. Yeah. I mean, oh God. I mean, you can't take that risk at all that somebody comes in there and they have to throw up and you're sitting there trying to drop two and bang. Yeah. It's an experience.
I don't know if I've been in a bar recently where like in my adult life that like someone's had to like throw up. Okay. So, like, my kind of last question. So, when you are walking in and you're going to the bathroom and you're, like, having, like, you guys are walking to the bathroom together. Like, you know what? We got to use the restroom before we leave.
Yeah.
Do you stop conversation or do you continue to have chats with your neighbors while you're going to the restroom?
Jeremy?
That's a good question. You're talking about going to a bar and doing this?
Like, I would assume you probably don't go into the bathroom with a friend at home. So, yes, like bar, correct. Restaurant, Target, whatever.
All right, so if I'm at a bar and I've been drinking and I go in, I'm feeling pretty good, I'm just striking up a conversation.
Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me.
I think I'm a hire. Like if we catch that awkward eye, hey, they're like, hey. I'm like, okay.
Jeremy, hold on a second. We got a Smokey's gift card for you. I'm just... jarred by the fact that you want to talk to me while my penis is hanging out.
But like, if you guys are walking in and you're like, oh yeah, you know, tomorrow I got to go to work and I got this crazy meeting. Like, as soon as you hit the bathroom, to like, cease, like, the conversation just stops.
I will say, like, in my experiences, when we hit the bathroom, it's kind of just like the library. Okay. You're like, bloop.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Your one scenario that you pitched there, you know, or Flo, did you say it? You know, you're just a target. You're having a conversation, then two guys go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
No toe tapping.
I don't know.
Don't tap them toes. Don't go to the bathroom with another man in the airport either. I said what I said.
Why not?
Why that not? Well, did you just go, why not? You know why.
Can't go to the bathroom with another man in an airport?
No, well, remember, I mean, you remember the whole like political, can, like they would tap on the toes.
They would tap on the toes and be like, oh.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was like a thing.
It was like a scandal.
Maybe about 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Like, it was like maybe at least 4 politicians on both sides that were caught tapping their toes in the bathroom stall.
And that meant like.
That was code for like, hey, tapping my toes. Something needs to happen.
Yeah.
We need to talk about legislature.
Legislature. I'd like to show you my executive branch.
Right, we gotta drop a bill.
That's like my crazy laugh because I don't want to cough.
Like a pony?
It's all kinds of noise coming from the show today. Snorting, coughing, cackling. 8:22 with the morning reboot. Our guy... Peapod stumbled onto an incredible topic because we like talking about junk food. We'll get to that in less than 15 minutes. 8:35 on Q105. Good morning. It's the morning reboot. Eric Chase, Floyd, Ashley is here with us. And fellow employee Peapod is here.
Good morning.
Peapod.
Hi.
Be prepared to be audibly accosted.
I'm not that loud. Come on, man.
Peapod's... not so infectious energy. Peapod,
yes,
stumbled onto a brilliant topic.
Thank you.
That went on your Facebook page.
It did.
I threw it up on ours, and it has taken off because if there's one topic that will always do well here on our, actually on any Toledo radio
food.
Show, junk food.
Junk food. So I'm dropping off my wife at work, my 5-year-old niece at preschool, and I didn't have breakfast. So I decided to swing by, and I needed to clean the front of my car. So I needed to. There's a
Craig?
Animal?
No, it's yeah. Is that a rabbit or a jackal? What?
That is a rabbit. That is a rabbit. Floyd, that is a rabbit.
A Chernobyl rabbit?
I don't know.
No, it's a rabbit.
I think it's like mating season or something. They were just like, sorry.
Anyway, I was I swung by a local Shell and I grabbed a couple of things like a power bar and things like that, and it got me thinking of like, you know, I love. Strangely, and I'm a little ashamed, but I'm not, of those roller grill items at gas stations. And like the Tornados or Tornadoes, however you want to, the Buffalo Chicken, the
Taquitos,
the Buffalo Chicken, even the hot dog at the gas station, which everybody's like, ugh. But then it got me to thinking, what else is everybody... you know, interesting at. So I threw it up on my personal page, and then Eric ran with it. And Floyd himself actually likes Speedway Pizza. Shocker. I just outed him.
How dare
him.
You?
I just outed him.
I love Speedway Pizza. I do. Every time I go in, I'm like, 15 on pump 9. She's like, pizza today, sir? Like, 2 for $3.33? Absolutely, Karen.
What do you think I'm paying this point for?
Don't mind if I do.
But I've had a lot of people on my personal page say some just wild stuff and stuff on the Q page as well.
Someone said Vienna sausage. That tastes like clay. Salty clay.
Some of the ones on our Q Facebook page, Corner Store, Sausage Links by the Counter, Speedway Pizza Stuffers.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
Speedway Corn Dogs, Limes Drowning in My Gin.
I can't do corn dogs because it's too dry.
Speedway Nachos with Chili and Cheese, 7-Eleven Chicken Wings. That can't possibly be a thing.
What?
Yeah, no, those are a thing. Those are absolutely a thing.
McDonald's hamburgers with fries under the bun. That's a great idea.
My wife is a big fan of just fake cheese. Just like spray cheese, yeah. Nacho cheese from the pump, anything, yeah.
McChicken with cheese and pickles, chili cheese Fritos with fresh lemon juice. That's a little classic.
What? Somebody on my Facebook page said peanut butter and pickle sandwiches. How?
Are they pregnant?
I'm a Sun Chips dipping in cream cheese person.
That's not weird, though.
But I do also love the tornadoes. Have you had the breakfast ones? Because yes. That's what like yes, gets I have. Me going.
Yeah, I had friends say barbecue chips dip in sour cream, which is not like, that's just a little interesting. That's not like gross, weird, like judgmental level food choices.
Oh, I'm trying to think of some that I would have.
419-240-1055. Slightly embarrassing food that you eat. And I agree with Peapod that it's not, we've done weird food combinations.
Yeah, it's weird, but not like, this is weird. This is my buddy Thorkel, that's his real name. his name, it says, Kraft mac and cheese, 1 full stick of butter, 2 pounds of cooked hamburger crumbled, 8-inch pepperoni stick cut into quarter cubes, pulled chicken breast meat, and for the quote-unquote healthy side, a bag of peas.
Can you check my pulse?
That sounds like he's been in jail.
I just had a heart attack right there.
Like, that
he's gone, he does a lot of camping, so I think that's probably why.
Hi, it's Q105. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lizzie.
Hi, Lizzie. Do you have an embarrassing food choice?
When I was younger, I would do this all the time. I would take the apple slices from McDonald's that you would get in the kids' meal, and I would dip it in barbecue sauce.
Okay.
It's a lot. I'd try that though. Like some of the combinations, I was like, I kind of would just try. I'm one of those suckers that like loves going to like restaurants and fast food joints and trying whatever is new.
Yeah.
Because I like to just expand my palate. But then I'm like in my almost mid 30s, so anything fast food or greasy or whatnot, I feel like garbage afterwards.
419-240-1055.
We also got
the morning reboot. Eric Floyd, Ashley Peapod is here with us. We should have shifted the way this topic went instead to keep away from the food combination. I have a thing to call it, but Floyd, what do you have?
Oh, I was say someone said it's more of the food combination. They get made fun of every time they eat pizza with ketchup.
You should.
But no, I think when you think of weird stuff, like when people are just like, let's order Pizza Cat, Vito's, Pizza Hut. I'm just like, maybe we just go to Speedway. That's me. Like, I'm embarrassed. Can we just go maybe Speedway and get a pizza?
My buddy Joe said grilled cheese with peanut butter and pepperoni, or with fried bologna if he was quote unquote feeling sassy.
Bologna is disgusting.
Bologna is disgusting.
We should have called this like gas station delicacy.
Yeah. Ooh, there you go.
Hi, who's this?
This is Kat.
Hi, Kat. What's a kind of embarrassing thing you eat?
It's not a food combination, but it's a food that most people think is gross.
Okay.
Spam in the can, like the fried spam.
A lot of people on my Facebook said spam.
That's nasty.
A lot of people.
I love it. I'll fry it up, cut it up, and put it in mac and cheese as well.
What is spam?
Yes.
Like, I know it's spam.
Can you explain
it? I don't even
it?
Know what it is. It just tastes good to me.
Isn't it like a kind of ham or pork that comes out of a can?
I think it's like the byproduct of
the byproduct of hot dogs.
I feel like if you would mix like bologna and hot dogs, grind it together and throw it into a can with some liquid to make it.
Two of the worst foods ever.
This is really salty too.
This one's not too bad. Peanut butter and jelly mixed into a bowl of Ritz or Doritos.
Okay.
Like a buddy of mine also said, cream cheese bagel crushed with some hot chips, which I would willing to eat that.
I do that with like the Sun Chips.
Yeah.
419-240-1055.
Spam was created in World War II.
I'm not surprised.
Thanks, Wikipedia.
Did they pick it up off the burned streets of Hiroshima and Nagasaki?
I don't know.
The tears and
shouldn't meat come in a can?
Some do.
Look how delicious that sandwich looks, though.
Floyd, do you know there's a thing called chicken in a can?
No.
This sounds like a video we need to do. Floyd eats chicken in a can. It's disgusting.
Not what you won't do in Pride Month. I didn't say we're gonna do it in Pride Month. Gayness in front of my ancestors and their spirits. Absolutely.
Sorry this topic kind of got away from where the genesis of it, because now I'm thinking that direction.
Yeah.
Like, you know how I think it's every year that White Castle, and we don't have any, which sucks. White Castle takes reservations for Valentine's Day. They absolutely do.
I can't do White Castle. I had it once, like years ago.
It wrecked
me.
So maybe that's fine because I love White Castle.
Yeah,
every time I go to IKEA, I'm like, I hit up White Castle across the street.
Here, a buddy of mine said celery and mustard.
That's a guilty.
But I have an idea.
Yes.
I like celery and salt.
I know you and your wife, your budget conscious.
Yes and no.
But you do like a nice night out.
We do.
Considering your taste for all the gas station offerings, I think that you two should get dressed up. You and your wife should get dressed up.
Just go to a pop-up restaurant at like
Speedway.
And like a bar. Everything.
Yo, I'm down for that.
Wait, I wanted to make sure that we didn't, you know, knock any local places here, but whatever. And I don't want to knock them. But how would you rank the fine dining potential of our local gas stations? So you got what? You said Shell, Barney's, right. Speedway.
Circle K.
I mean, I'd love to go to a Wawa, but I think the newest one is like, I don't know, hours away. Or Sheetz. I know there's some Sheetz in Akron.
Yeah, right before you hit the border.
Which is in my old stomping grounds. And I got one more weird...
You're from the AK Rowdy?
Yeah, I am from the AK Route originally. Mm. So, and also, one friend of mine said that his weird food combination that he's embarrassed about sometimes, booty. And good night, everybody.
Wait.
Can we just call it AK Ron?
Anyway, I gotta... We're getting the most judgmental look on of our face from Mr. Eric Chase. So.
Just very aggressive.
A little bit. But I gotta go.
Okay. Wait, thanks, guys. Good.
It's really early for that.
Thank you!
Do I look bruised?
He's in any way?
Do I look bruised? I feel like I've been beaten. I feel like sorry to make a very old reference, but I feel like the guy they always beat up in the Three Stooges.
Okay, as you felt beat up, I'm just going to do this.
You can tell Peapod we're making fun of him
and
right now.
And you can also tell that like he works by himself mostly because like he just
I love my papa.
Kept going.
He's my papa.
Yeah.
Ah!
That's what he's squared.
That was 10 minutes of that.
Oh, that would be his rap album. Papa,
Q105 Traffic, sponsored by Max Auto, with hundreds of vehicles to choose from. Program on all new Toyotas. Right car, right price, right now.
Raining all day today, 67 for a high. We have a flash flood warning pretty much all the counties in the area through this evening. Sunny 78 tomorrow, Saturday, showers early, and then clearing in the afternoon, 75 for a high. 61 right now in Miami at 8:50. Let us welcome in the former, is the former birthday girl, Laura Timmons, everybody.
Thank you.
Our friend Laura from Lucas County Canine Care and Control. Our condolences about your horse.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
How old was he?
He was 30.
A horse is lived to be 30?
30, and he was in my life for more than 22 years.
Oh, my gosh.
What was his
name?
Like
a sibling.
Yeah, he'd been with me through everything. So, yeah, thank you.
Are you guys friends with Laura on Facebook?
No.
Well, that's your loss.
Should be. Come on.
Laura, obviously.
If you gave me all the puppies, I'm in.
Laura obviously posts a lot of pictures, and you know, I interact with her stuff, so Facebook sends me her way. But it was like a horse picture an hour of this dude, and I felt so bad. And happy birthday as well.
Thank you. I know. A lot of highs and lows this past week. My gosh. Gotta love it. So I appreciate that.
Lynn Casey's daughter, Caitlin, is here.
Caitlin.
We like Lynn, although we hope more people listen to our show than hers. We have another dog to adopt that people should... Well, he's not ready yet, right?
He is ready. He's up for adoption now. He's in the foster home to help him gain some more confidence, and Kate has just been doing a great job.
How confident is he now, Caitlin?
He's much better than he used to be. He still has a ways to go. He's definitely going to be a little bit of a project for someone. Someone needs to be dedicated and consistent with him to make sure he keeps progressing. And if they had another dog, that would be ideal because he loves other dogs, and he does really, really well when there's other dogs around.
Yeah, he loves other dogs. He's a really sweet boy. Came in as a stray, about 2 years old.
We'll get some video up and some pictures up on our Q105 Facebook page shortly. What kind of dog is he?
Who knows? He's French bulldog ears.
Right, right.
Yeah, little muscular.
I love his ears.
What kind
ears.
Of dog is he? Yeah. He's adorable.
And he's a good size. He's not too big. He rides well in the car.
Oh, he's great in the car. He's perfect.
He goes to the barn. He likes horses.
He's met horses. Probably no cats. just to be on the safe side, he seems a little too interested in them.
I like the way you put that. In that moment, I knew. Like, I knew.
Cats are fun.
Yeah.
Like, eating them, or...
Maybe.
Oh, God. Like,
toy!
It's a toy that moves on its own. Like, yeah.
Laura, the place is stacked with dogs.
Oh, my gosh. We are so full right now. 168 dogs in the building as of this morning. 77 up for adoption. Everybody else that's there, they're looking for their owners. So, you know, if you're missing your dog, please come down and look. This time of the year, fireworks and stuff going off. So many stray dogs. And then everybody else, they're trying to get them ready for adoption. So many dogs. We do have some reduced adoption fees right now. We just hit 25,000 followers on Facebook. So we did reduce all the adoption fees by $25. We might be doing some other things. So stay tuned to our social media. And also, I don't know if you guys knew, but tomorrow's National Take Your Dog to Work Day. Do you have any plans?
Every day is National Take Your Dog to Work Day.
I mean, your boys should be here tomorrow.
I can't walk. Maybe. But then who would protect the house?
I know. Well,
I need him.
Sales protecting us from the birds outside right now.
He can come to my house and join Diddy and Andre protecting me from the vicious bunny rabbits that are in the backyard.
Those ears are like the most like adorable thing I've ever seen.
I know.
They're amazing.
The ears are like just as like the length of his head.
Yeah, he may take flight any moment with his ears. We don't know, but
Floyd has the same ears.
You really do.
Every time you bring a dog in, I take a picture, send it to my mom, and say, "Talk me out of this."
Yeah.
And she's like, "Floyd," I'm like, "I got to."
He's too big. He's too big for your house.
I can dress him up. Put him in clothes. Put him in a show with me.
Laura, can we do a bachelor version of
or
dog version of the Bachelor with Floyd?
Let's do that. We'll come and like. Yeah. How do we do this? Do you like give them a rose, a treat?
I give them a treat.
A treat.
And then like, what would I say yesterday? What I say in the pivotal moment is that I really liked you, but you were just too aggressive.
You're too big.
And like we do the Sarah McLachlan as they walk away and like slow motion look at me and I'm just like, I think I made a mistake. And I go to my confessional and go, I really like that dog. I have it all planned out in my head. Give me my Emmy and my puppy.
And then we'll get the dog in the car like...
looking out the window aimlessly.
The sad, like...
Can you imagine
this is a great idea.
Can you imagine the reunion? The reunion is just like, arr, arr. I'm like, no, you know I didn't mean that. Sorry.
We could do Pups in Paradise, too. Get them all together on the beach for a...
He loves me. He just talked to me.
What did he say?
It's the ears.
His name is Sal. We're going to get his picture and some video.
I got a picture of him.
Up on our Q105 Facebook page. Lots of dogs for you to adopt at Lucas County Canine Care and Control. Find their Facebook page. Thanks, Laura. Thanks, Caitlin.
Thank you, guys.
8:56 now at the morning reboot on Q105. I'm a sucker for you. Our favorite brothers, the Jonas Brothers, 9:13 on the morning reboot on Q105. I'm a sucker for you. It's Eric and Floyd. Ashley is here with us to get the podcast of today's episode. It'll be posted around 10 o'clock this morning. It'll be song-free, commercial-free. And to get the link, text Eric to 419-240-1055. That's our Mike's Pizza and More text line. I'd like to introduce a friend of mine, an active participant with the Lucas County Suicide Prevention Coalition. Jane should get you on the board.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. This is Kelsey. I forget your last name, but we don't have to say what it is.
It's okay. I mean, if you want to say it,
Do you want to say it?
It's DePompe.
Oh, that's right. You have two last names.
Yes.
Kelsey is someone who is a part of the Lucas County Suicide Prevention Coalition, but also a school counselor at a school that you do or don't want to name.
They said it was okay if I name it, and I'm very proud of my school. So I
as
do.
You should be.
Yes, I work for Springfield High School.
Springfield School Counselor, and I know you've had Jen and the coalition and myself out a handful of times.
Yeah.
And you also have a teacher there who I know Jen is very close with. I think he was her teacher, maybe at Clay.
I don't remember him being at Clay. I'm not sure. I can't remember how she said they met up, but his name is Mr. Whitmire, and he is our health teacher. He's fantastic. He's a huge advocate for mental health, suicide prevention. I can't say enough wonderful things about him.
So I wanted to have Kelsey in. Even if we hadn't had Kiri and friends from RFS Tackle, who works with schools, a couple of weeks ago, I still wanted to have you on because I think you have an interesting perspective, because I think a lot of our listeners and people that they're related to, their offspring, might come into contact with people like you, because I'm guessing more than ever, more than when we all went to school, it's really like, I mean, you hand kids off to, our parents handed us off to teachers, but now more than ever, people like you, counselors, are part of that experience as well, because kids have a lot of emotional problems these days, and, and you help get them through some of that. So what's a typical day for you like?
Well, I think the most important thing is that there is no typical day in school counseling, because every single day is different. That's actually one of the things I like about my job the most, because you can't, it's impossible to get bored with what you do.
Sure.
But you have to kind of be the wearer of all hats. There are some days that we function in administrative roles. There are some days we function in teacher roles. There are some days we function in mental health crisis roles, academic planning. So it really just depends on what kids sign up to see you that day. So one day can be, you know, we've got a kid that's in complete crisis and we've got to contact all of our resources outside of the building and make sure that the parents are on the same page and get this kid the help that they need. And then another day can just be, hey, we've got to make sure that we get 1,200 kids in this building scheduled appropriately so that they get all the credits they need to graduate.
When we were all in high school in the 90s or whatever it was, it was you saw the counselor to figure out how to get to the next place,
right.
What you want to do as an adult. That's probably a much smaller percentage of your job. I know that maybe at the coalition meetings, the idea has been brought up where maybe school counselors should be split up, where one works with like emotional health and well-being and another works with like post-school guidance.
There's a lot of discussion about the role of a school counselor, especially with the American School Counseling Association. I know. It's a very wonderful association. They're actually working on addressing the caseloads for school counselors across the country right now, because I'm sure everybody's aware there's a teacher shortage. So, you know, naturally with teacher shortages, there's school counseling shortages too. The recommended caseload is supposed to be one counselor to 250 kids. Most of us have well over 300, upwards of 500 kids apiece. So, you know, some of those more, I don't want to necessarily call it traditional, because I know that school counselors have always worked really hard to help kids, but that idea that all they did was school, like scheduling and college and things like that, it's kind of going out the window. So it doesn't really take any mental health training to do those pieces. You know, that's something that a lot of people can do as long as you do the research that you need to get kids to the next step, especially parents. I think if parents are pointed in the right direction, they can have a huge active role in helping their kids get to the next level after high school, whether that's trade school, going into the workforce, going into college. I think that there are, you know, like when we were growing up, everybody was like, you have to go to college. You have to go to college. You don't have a choice. And then how many people do we know that got to that level and they just, they weren't in the right place and it was a failure for them?
Some of those people are still paying off college debts
exactly.
for a long time now. Kelsey DePompe from Springfield, a counselor. What's a common issue that you see from, maybe the most common issue that you see when it comes to emotional well-being with kids? Is it anxiety these days?
Oh, yes. I actually did a survey with our kids. I put it out to the entire high school. I had the majority of the high school fill it out. There was some gaps there. There's always room for error, but 51% of our kids surveyed said that they struggle with some sort of stress or anxiety. Lot different, I think, than when, you know, I was in high school, where it's just the times are different with the way that they have to be good at everything, know everything, and technology follows them around everywhere. They're constantly under, you know, public scrutiny for whatever they do. And we live in a society where we blame kids for everything, you know? So I think the biggest piece is they struggle to build healthy self-esteem. You know, we have to, instead of the easy thing to do where we can catch them doing things that are wrong and point out all the mistakes they're making, we've got to catch kids being good,
right?
You know, and being good to each other and doing the right things at the right time. And pay more attention to that. And I think that's really going to be a huge booster in helping these kids overcome some of the stress and anxiety, because they're constantly in fear of making a mistake. They fear failure rather than looking at it as a learning opportunity.
One of the things that I blame maybe inaccurately that kids have the problems that you just discussed, because there are a lot of people our age or a little bit younger who have those problems in their own life, and they're not able to teach those kids the healthy skills they need to get past the everyday stressors that turn into, you know, the mountain into a molehill into a mountain.
Right.
What can adults do better so that they don't pass on some of those stressors to their kids?
I think the biggest thing is to just stop and think before you have a conversation with your children or with somebody else's children. You know, we have a tendency to be reactive instead of proactive, I think, as a society. You know, and I think a big part of helping these kids build healthy self-esteem is just, you know, like I said, not being a yeller. You know, making sure that we're talking about the good things that they're doing. There should still definitely be consequences, but I think the biggest thing to help kids grow, negotiate with them. Let them have a say in what's going to happen next. Like, even with, you know, my three-year-old at home, I'll say, okay, you have a choice. You can either give your sister back the toy that you took, or you can take a 3-minute timeout.
You call that negotiation?
That is negotiation, because she's making a choice. It might not be a choice she wants to make, but she's still making the choice.
Basically, like how you have to word it. Like, these are both options I'm okay with. Right. So now you get to pick which one I would like.
That was my dad's go-to for punishment or decision-making. So maybe that's why I turned out okay. Because when you said that, I pictured my dad doing exactly that as I was a kid. Like, you can sit here and yell and scream, or you're going to miss your baseball game or whatever it was. Which one is it?
Yeah. And just staying like cool, calm, and collected when you have the conversation. Because the minute you raise your voice and you get angry and you're making threats, you've lost control of the situation.
Mm-hmm. What can... maybe this is just expounding on what you're talking about. You obviously have a very difficult job. Parents have a very difficult job, and you have both of that. What can you pass along to parents to make your job easier?
Communication is huge. Making sure that you have a village for your children, because again, we live in a time where that village for kids is kind of disintegrating because of the family dynamic looking so much different than it did 10, 15, 20 years ago with single parent homes or
grandparents
or aunts or guardians or, you know, whoever that are caregivers for these children. But making sure that you know who is on your side, whether that's people in your family, whether that's neighbors, whether it's teachers, school counselors, community stakeholders. You know, reach out, ask for help, because it's not a single person's job to raise a child. It's all of society to raise a child. You know, and a simple Google search can tell you there are all these people out there that want to help. All these people that have just extensive knowledge and expertise to get you where you need to go to help your kid be successful. Because nobody's a perfect parent. I'm not a perfect parent. You know, everybody makes mistakes. But I think recognizing when you've made a mistake and seeking out solutions on how to fix it is the only way that we can raise successful kids.
That's the one thing that I always like to share when we're out doing talks, Jen and I, or wherever if I'm out by myself. While it is much more difficult for kids these days, because as you said, there's always something there to scrutinize them, they have a litany of an endless amount of resources that we did not have.
Oh, yeah.
Like Jen and I always talk about the crisis text line. Text 741, text HOPE to 741-741. If there's a crisis in your life of any kind. We didn't have anything like that.
Nope.
We just had to kind of like wait it out or like talk to who our confident
chat
was.
Rooms on AOL. Yeah. Right. Those were really safe.
Yeah. I'm either going to have help with my problem or wind up in a basement.
Right.
what else is we wrap up here? We're a couple of weeks into summer. Any summer thoughts for kids or parents, families?
Oh man, keep an eye on the phone, because now they have unlimited access to their phones, their computers, and things like that. I know a lot of people are, well, I don't want to take my child's phone. I don't want to violate their privacy and things like that.
It's your job to violate that privacy.
Yeah. Yes, you have to know what your kid is doing. Because like I said, those chat rooms on AOL and the thought of ending up in somebody's basement, it's instant all the time at the click of, you know, your thumb, a thumb swipe away on your phone, you know.
I don't want to violate my kid's privacy. I, like, that is your job.
Right.
Your job is to make sure they don't have any.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, I get wanting to give your kid the opportunity to make the right choices, and we should. We should give them that opportunity, but they need to know, hey, this is my phone. I paid for this. You are using my piece of equipment. Mm-hmm. And as your parent, I have a right to check this whenever I want. So if I ask you to hand over your phone, you got to do it.
Floyd?
I was going to say, in most of those apps and games, they have GPS like embedded on them.
Yeah.
Like you could be playing like Words with Friends. Like, yeah. Oh, I see you're at Fairclough Park Mall. I'm right around the corner. Like anyone can pick up on that.
Right.
Like I'm happy I grew up when I did. I couldn't be a teenager nowadays.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Yeah, I did not. I think I got a cell phone, like an old school flip phone, like my senior year mm-hmm. of high school. And people would get mad because I'd never answer it. Yeah. I don't want to pay for minutes. It was right. You know, one of those track phones.
Yeah, right. Call me after 9.
Right.
Another question popped into my head. You're relatively young. How old are you, like 30?
Are you allowed to ask me that?
Well, this
pretends. I'm just kidding.
I can ask it another way. What year did you graduate high school?
I graduated in 2006.
Okay.
I'm 31.
You're not that far removed from the age of the kids that you're counseling. As times have changed, yeah. We talk about parenting and whatnot. I don't think I talked to a 31-year-old counselor when I was in high school. That age is pretty close. What's that like working with kids as opposed to the way it used to be?
I honestly think it's a benefit because I feel like I have the ability to relate to them on a certain level. You know, the majority of my kids come in and they feel comfortable right away. They know that I've experienced. I'm very open with my own personal. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
That helps.
But I'm very open too about my own personal struggles and the things that I've been through because my biggest fear is that kids come in and they sit across from me and they're like, I don't want to tell this lady anything because she's there because she's perfect and she knows all the answers.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason I know the answers is because I screwed up enough to give them to you. Like I had to figure it out. You know, so if a kid has gone through something similar that I have, you know, I let them know I can empathize with you. This happened to me and this is how I figured it out. Let's talk about some solutions that could help you get through this, even though it's a little bit different. So again, negotiating with kids, helping them come up with their own solutions. I think when they're in charge, they're more likely to do the right thing. But when you're constantly barking directions at them and telling them you have to do this, you have to do this, what do they want to do at that age? They want to rebel and do the exact opposite of what you tell them. But if you let them think it's their idea, they're going to do it.
Yeah, because we all want to take control over things and giving them enough rope to let them make the right mistakes instead of the fatal ones. Like, for instance, that we talked about this morning, the kids with the sandbags they threw over the overpass on 75. Right. It led to somebody losing their life.
Right.
Yeah. So thank you for the time.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on.
Kelsey DePompeo?
DePompeo. Just stick with Counselor Kelsey.
I like Counselor Kelsey with a K.
Yes.
We're having a, I know there's a different kind of suicide prevention coalition meeting this week. If you're interested, it's Saturday at SIP, I believe from 10 to 11:30 at SIP on Central. Please like the Lucas County Suicide Prevention Coalition page. Find out more about this stuff because, as I mentioned, Kelsey's very much involved. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Go on with your summer now.
Oh, thank you so much.
9:27 with the Morning Reboot.
Tweet.
Flight
on Q105.
I don't have one. I gave you a bunch yesterday.
You did. I have one.
Hit me.
Mine's a thread. So,
mine's a thread.
Mine's a thread. That's what the kids say now. So, mine is from Makai. She says, why is it that your clothes only get caught on the door handle when you're in a bad mood?
So true.
Yes. Reply from Alyssa. That's the Lord grabbing you and telling you to stop being so extra.
That's funny. That is really funny.
I have a mystery question of life similar to that. The other day, I thought I broke my toe.
They can't do anything for it.
I know. It was black and blue and red and lots of colors, and it healed up. How come you only stub your toes when you're barefoot, not when you have a sock on?
Do it again.
Mind blown.
That's true.
I don't ever wear socks, so I guess I would have nothing to compare it to.
That's the worst feeling in the world, and you're not expecting it. And it's always like a full-on strut, too. No one ever just like taps their toe. Everyone's like full-on waddle walk speed racing. Ooh, I need a cup of milk out the refrigerator. Oh, there's a wall. bam, and then your pinky toe's like, why me?
Yeah, I had a kid when I was at Kroger like 2 weeks ago. His mom was like, stop pushing, stop. Like, he was running around and you could clearly tell he was ready to go. He was probably like 6 or 7. Mm-hmm. This kid like tried to sneak between my cart and her cart, like in between them. And I was in front of the cart. He hit it so hard the cart rolled over my toe.
Oh, and you
I was like, cool. Mother. You, like, I was, I, oh, it was the worst pain I've ever felt.
That's always the worst.
And it ruined my pedicure. Which would, was made me more mad.
He was in between the carts?
Yeah.
I would have squished him.
He was like, I mean, he, like, you know, jerked one way. And I'm like, ouch.
I don't know if this is a big deal now, but, like, when I was younger, when I would get mad at my mom at the grocery store, I would hide in the clothes.
Oh, yeah, in the middle of the.
And she would go around, fly.
Hide where? Hide, like the laundry?
No, in the clothes at like Kmart and like Hills.
You know, like the racks,
back in the day.
Like you could get in between, yeah. Like the little forearms.
I don't know if that's still a thing now, because, but yeah. My mom, I got many a whoopers in the dating myself Hills parking lot.
Oh, I love Hills.
Many a whoopers in that Value City parking lot. She's like, wait till we get to this Nissan, I'm gonna tear that up. I'm like, no, you ain't gonna do nothing. Like, I was that confident kid too. I was like, you ain't gonna do jack diddly, Donna. Woo, she threw me in that back seat and I saw that sandal come off. I said, oh, she was serious. She was so serious.
As soon as she started to like pull her hand back, oh! you put your hands up over.
Were you
your...
that kid that like as your mom's like beating you is like, call 911?
No, I wasn't 911. No, so this one time I got a whooping. Oh, it was good. So like my mom had a Nissan, she had a really small car for the amount of energy her children had. So I would get a whooping, but I wasn't like, I was one of those kids who got a whooping, but then I started laughing. Which became not a whooping, but a sentence whooping. It was like, what are you laughing for? Like, I was like, that's a one-syllable word. What are you doing? Like, she would break it down by letters. I'm like, no. So then, like, I would get a whooping. And then, like, my sister, she'd be like, Sly, I'm calling you out, Tiana. She would look at me and be like, like, she was Cardi B before Cardi B. Like, I'm like, Mom, Tia laughing at me. Serves you right. And my sister's like, also, my sister was that, we should bring this up. And were you a kid, were you a multiple brother or sister? Like, you know what I mean? Did you have a sister that did? Like, my sister would hit herself. And my mom wouldn't even see it. Like, she'd be like, ow. I'd be like, oh. And my mom would be like, did you hit your sister? And my sister would be like, yes, he did. And I'm like, no.
So Parker does that now.
Oh!
Parker does that. She'll go, ah! And she'll come and she'll go, Tucker hit me. And I'm like, no, he did not.
Yeah.
Like, you are crazy. That was,
Tiana, yeah. I'm 36. I still have not forgotten. Don't let anything happen to you. Because I'll be like, look at you.
I bit myself. We got into like a neighborhood brawl one time. And I bit myself. Like, this kid was like holding me upside down by my ankles. Uh-huh. So I bit my ankle like really, really, really hard. And I went home and I actually had bit him. But I was like, he was biting my ankle when he was holding me on, you know, upside down. And I wanted him to let go of me and drop me. So I bit really hard and I totally lied to my mom. That was the first time I ever got soap in my mouth.
My sister just texted me. She's like, I'm going to tell mom. She just texted me. She goes, stop talking about me. I'm going to tell mom. And I'm like, like literally 36. I went from 36 to 10. I was like, okay, I forget.
Forgive me. You're going to go home and Donna's going to be waiting on the step.
She did.
But that sandal.
Wait, before. Do you want to save
that good old fashion bug sandal? Let me have it. Oh, that good old fashion bug sandal.
It couldn't get wet, but it could give a black kid a beating, right?
Oh, my Lord. I had a fashion bug butterfly swim on my butt for forever. Oh, that little rhinestone.
I was just going to say, please tell me it was a butterfly.
It was a butterfly. She whooped my butt
many times. Ashley will be here tomorrow. Since you're making her spend her birthday with us, that'll give you time to rehearse your Britney performance.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm excited. Would you like to go see Toy Story 4 with us, me and Tucker, tomorrow?
No.
No.
I have to work.
Fine.
I do have to work. I would go.
I have a friend in town I might grab something to eat with after the show. I've read
FaceTime
that it's very it's very more tears. Ugh. What's this? So I read a Pixar article last night.
I've cried twice this week. I can't do it anymore.
I read a Pixar article and it like ranked the movies and it talked about how they always wanted to do original stuff, but then they got stuck in sequelville.
Right.
But they have something new coming out next year with some blue people.
Oh, I think I saw the It has one name. It's a person's name. I know what you're talking about. I don't know what it's called, though. I've seen the preview for it.
Blue People. So that's like their next intellectual blue property. People.
I hope that's the name of it.
It's not Blue People. That would be two words. All right. Time for me to upload the podcast. Time for you to download it. To get the link, text Eric to 419-240-1055. You got to get a dog.
High fives all the way
around. Well, I sent that picture to the dog to my mom. She goes, well, he's cute.
He's too big for your place.
I need a tornado. I'm hungry.
Everybody to Speedway.
Yes. Lunch break.
I'm still recovering from his excessive violent energy in here earlier.
But it's infectious.
No, it's not.
It's so contagious.
It's violating.
Turns my pages.
Text Eric to 419-240-1055 to get the podcast episode. It'll be posted soon. We are brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag SunPig. 5:45 till 10 tomorrow on Q105. We'll be here then. We hope you join us on the morning reboot.